Hey Major, this is our next episode of The Gavel and Pestle. Are you ready today?
Yes, sir. So my name is Major. This is Darshan. And today we're going to be talking about the PillPack acquisition with Amazon and how that affects pharmacists. Is that anywhere close to our topic?
That is very much our topic, hopefully. Otherwise, we're both doing the wrong thing.
Oh, no.
I'm really excited. It's
You're listening to the Gavel and Pestle Podcast with Darshan Kulkarni. The Gavel and Pestle Podcast, where the law of the land intersects with the business of pharmacy.
Hey, this is Darshan. Just before you listen to the podcast, make sure you remember, this is not legal advice. This is also not medical advice, and it's not construction advice, so don't take construction advice from me. Also, this does not create an attorney-client relationship, so don't be saying that I just gave you legal advice again. Talk to a lawyer who knows you that can give you advice that's right for you. Thanks again. Keep listening. We'll talk soon.
It's sort of exactly what we thought it would be. Mm-hmm. We have news to report. As you all know, PillPack was acquired by Amazon. The big question that we get now is, what does this mean?
Well, a bit of background. What does this mean? What is PillPack?
Yeah.
What were they before, and why was Amazon interested?
Ah, great question. So PillPack is a pharmacy that was bought by, basically what they did was they would provide medications. They put multiple pills into a pack, and they put it into a blister. And when they put things into a blister, the patient would just get a list of medications that they'd take on the daily. So if let's say there was a medication at 9 o'clock, they would get all five medications in the same piece, same sort of packet. And that way you didn't have to sit and sort it out.
By blister, you mean the plastic packaging. You don't mean an actual blister.
Yeah, I mean, I did mean the plastic packet. So blister packing usually replies to unit dosing.
Okay.
But same basic concept.
So Amazon acquired PillPack.
So it's not a blister pack.
Right. So they acquired PillPack, and primarily because of what they're doing, right? So that Amazon could have the same function.
So that's the big question, right? So what exactly are Amazon's goals with PillPack? What I think is fascinating about PillPack is it's just another online pharmacy.
Right.
They have a decent number of customers. There's nothing crazy about it. But CVS, Walgreens, they've all come out and said that in terms of just the number of patients that are affected, it's negligible. It's not a huge deal for the pharmacies themselves. What they're not all admitting is the fact and the impact that it has. Hmm. Amazon was having a hard time showing any kind of entry into the pharmacy world. Since our last conversation, and we had a couple of talks about this last year, probably around October and November. I know we had a very brief conversation a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how Amazon was struggling. They were originally trying to figure out if they're going to just supply medical devices. There was some discussion of them going all in through their own, sort of starting their own pharmacy. But we were talking about how they were floundering. They lost a license. They gave up their license. I believe it was in Maine. And we thought that there would be a massive delay while Amazon ramps up. Well, Amazon sort of bypassed that whole system. And they said, instead of trying to figure this whole thing out, we'll just buy someone who already figured it all out. They went to a 32-year-old who owned PillPack,
mm-hmm.
And they basically said, we want to buy your company. Now, here's the interesting part. PillPack was, Walmart was looking to buy PillPack, and they were looking to buy it for $700 million. That's pretty damn good.
Wow.
Now, here's the problem with that. They decided to slow down because they thought that there might be some regulatory concerns.
Walmart slowed down?
Walmart slowed down. They thought that the acquisition of PillPack may cause regulatory concerns.
Okay.
Amazon saw it as an opportunity, jumped in, and they basically bought them for, I believe, a little over $1 billion, is my recollection.
Okay.
Or it was around $1 billion. It may not be over, around $1 billion.
But they swooped in and snagged it.
Exactly. The funny part is that this billion-dollar acquisition caused Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid to lose $11 billion in value after Amazon bought them. So obviously, investors are scared.
Yeah.
They're scared about what does Amazon mean. I don't think they're worried about is there poaching of customers or does Amazon have a strong foothold.
Mm-hmm.
It's they just need an entry point and a position to sort of see what happens in the real world with their ideas. And that's what PillPack gives them, the opportunity to explore.
You know,
and Amazon has some good lawyers. They have some good regulatory people. Go ahead.
I was thinking Amazon recently started offering the opportunity to own your own delivery franchise.
And
probably to circumvent, you know, UPS and FedEx and the issues surrounding that. But this can be interpreted maybe as another piece to the puzzle of how Amazon would get medications directly to the consumer, right? The acquisition of PillPack that we're talking about right now, it seems to be another mm-hmm. puzzle piece mm-hmm. to the same puzzle. But how big of a piece is that?
So I think that what Amazon has done very, very well is they have figured out last mile delivery. So last mile delivery, just so everyone knows, it really comes from the telecommunication industry. And what that means is everyone knows how to take those big wires and run them across the entire US or across the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
What people struggle with is how do you get it from that pole, which is outside your house, to inside your house. So that's called the last mile. And that's the most difficult part because it's got to go into everyone's homes. And that's the most difficult part of everything. So shipping things to distribution sites, it has never been a problem for most distributors. They've all figured that out. How do you get it into a patient's house?
Right.
And that's what everyone struggled with. So as you just pointed out, Amazon's purchase of PillPack and then its ability and its offer to help people start their own delivery business is very much a shot across the bow of these large pharmacy chains. CVS tried to battle it by offering to do home deliveries themselves,
mm-hmm.
but it seems so reactionary. It doesn't seem like it's something they wanted to do. It comes across as almost, we know that they're going to get into this. We better do something quickly.
So
and you
mentioned CVS. How does the puzzle, right? The Amazon puzzle to bring the directly to consumer medication directly to consumers. How does that affect sales on the pharmacists?
So how does that affect pharmacists, question.
Right?
So it's going to depend on what type of pharmacist you are, right? So are you a the question is, what is the role of pharmacists as we continue? If pharmacy as a profession is going to be a profession that simply says we distribute pills, Amazon and the companies like Amazon are going to come in. Technology companies are going to come in, and they're going to be able to tell patients get medications to patients a lot quicker. So if you're looking at purely from a sales perspective, using that as your differentiation point, you're going to have trouble. However, if you look at pharmacy as a consultative profession,
right.
A profession where you talk to patients, the pharmacists are the last caregivers that most patients look at as part of the medication delivery service. They're the people that they can talk to and understand more about their medications. If you provide those services in many ways and adapt and change and modify, then you're going to be in a world where pharmacists are going to see increased sales. But because an Amazon simply cannot compete. Now, here's what Amazon's going to do. Mm-hmm. Amazon's going to start collecting patient data. They're going to compute that data. They're going to find out patients' needs, and they're going to be able to organize that in light of other patient purchases. When all of that comes together, they're going to be able to give patients and upsell patients for a lot of different things. So what pharmacies used to do would put the greeting cards and the chewing gum all in the front, and then the pharmacy in the back, so you'd have to walk past the greeting cards and the chewing gum to get your prescriptions. Well, that's what Amazon's going to do, except it's going to be virtual.
Okay.
So Amazon's going to compete with you directly there. So you need to figure out either how are you going to work with Amazon, or provide a service that's different from Amazon. So there are going to be pharmacies that will eventually die out because they did not adapt. What you as a pharmacist needs to do is figure out what makes you different, what makes you survive. One of the things that we didn't know last year that we do now is Amazon going to simply give medications to pharmacies and tell them we will avoid the GPOs and we will avoid the PBMs and we'll directly give to the pharmacies? No, they're actually going to skip by the pharmacies as well. They will be a pharmacy themselves and directly send to the patient. What this might also result in is making of strange bedfellows. And what I mean by that is, it reminds me of that famous saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right.
So what's going to happen is you're going to get pharmacies going, I hate PBMs, but they're as desperate to survive right now as I am. So PBMs are going to start wanting to play nice with pharmacists. GPOs who had purchasing power will suddenly get more power because PBMs, because they might just talk to Amazon directly and say, you know what, I will directly purchase from you instead of going through these PBMs and going through other distributors. And that will scare other organizations and they will try to play nice. So it's going to make for newer players to reorganize themselves and figure out what their new role is. So stay tuned. The question about how this affects pharmacists is going to become a very individualized result. Overall, I think that sales from pharmacies in the next 3 years or so will decrease because patients are going to look for ease of use. And unless you're going to make it easy for patients, you're going to have a harder time competing. Because it's harder to compete against someone who says, you don't have to leave your house, I will send you what you need in your house. Right. There are still limitations like controlled substances. Mm-hmm. There are still conversations that you need to have. Those will be harder to eliminate. Things like I need my antibiotics and I need them right now. Those are going to be harder to eliminate. But a pharmacy doesn't sustain itself based on just emergency supplies.
Right. And just because Amazon acquired PillPack, it doesn't mean that the demand for pharmacists is gone. It doesn't mean that it's diminished. Nothing has changed. We're still, there's a lot to consider with this process as we go forward. In fact, if you're concerned about how this is going to affect your pharmacy, next time we're going to actually speak about what pharmacists can do to stave off the threat of Amazon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that talk.
Well, good stuff.
It'll be excellent.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for listening. My name is Major. This is Darshan. And we're with Pharmacy Podcast, Gavel and Pestle.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, this is Darshan. Thanks for listening in. I really want to talk to you. Reach out to me on Twitter. I'm at FDA Lawyers. You can also find me on LinkedIn at Darshan Kulkarni. And if you want to find me any other way, well, start with Twitter, but you can always email me as well. Darshan@conformlaw.com. Thanks for listening in. I'm really excited to hear from you.